Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And they'll discuss Ukraine. When he was asked about the war on Sunday, President Trump said after speaking with Vladimir Putin,
"I think he wants to stop fighting. I see that."
But Ukraine will not be included in these talks, as Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency continues plans to cut the size of the federal workforce. Two sources familiar with the matter tell ABC that DOGE has requested access to an IRS data system that retains personal tax information of millions of Americans. Those sources say as of the weekend, access had not been granted. More than 300,000 power outages from Massachusetts to Alabama because of powerful storms that are blamed for at least 10 deaths. And the Vatican says Pope Francis had another peaceful night and treatment continues in a Rome hospital, the 88-year-old being treated for bronchitis. This is ABC News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
This President's Day, it's time to save big on the furniture you've been dreaming of. At Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, they're celebrating with unbeatable deals on everything from cozy sofas to stylish dining sets, bedroom furniture, and more. All marked down for huge savings. Plus, get free delivery on all purchases during the limited-time President's Day sale. Whether you need a new recliner to relax in or a chic table to host your guests, they've got you covered. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Visit Court & Main Downtown Richland Center to take advantage of the President's Day savings before they're gone. Court & Main, where your dream home is just a sail away.
"I was born at a very early age." Those words attributed to Groucho Marx have been repeated in many very different versions. "When I was born, my father was away preaching at revival services in another state, and so mom was alone in the hospital when I was born. Mom was somewhat of a worrywart, as are many moms. With dad gone, mom was not only worried about my birth since she lost a child before me, but she also was concerned about my future life. While she was lying in the hospital bed that night waiting for my birth, she said a ray of light shone in through the window and rested on her abdomen. She had a warm feeling of peace come over her, and God seemed to speak to her, saying that everything would be okay and that one day I would serve Him. She had this sense that I would become a pastor someday. Of course, Dad and Mom didn't tell me this until after I had accepted God's very clear call after high school graduation at the age of 17, knowing that there would be times of struggle in the maturing process before I actually entered the ministry. God spoke these words to Jeremiah. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." The psalmist writes this, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. All the days that were ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Then later in Jeremiah, God spoke to the nation of Israel during their troubles. "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Friends, God has fearfully and wonderfully created each one of us, and He has called us to be on mission with Him. God is on a mission to redeem a lost world to Himself, and He chooses to use us, His chosen people, to accomplish His mission. He gives us hope and a future. It's up to us to walk in it. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we have to go through several bitter cold days here across the Midwest with a big chunk of Arctic high pressure moving in. Temperatures will be running a good 20 degrees below normal, so be sure to bundle up. Cold weather advisory in place through late this morning across the area, then again tonight into tomorrow morning. Wind chill factors could be as low as 20 to 25 below this morning, and closer to 30 below zero tomorrow morning. There will be a slow warming trend later in the week as milder air flows in from the southwest. In fact, temperatures could actually rise a bit above normal by next weekend. A very quiet weather pattern for us too, with all the active storm systems tracking south of us with snow. It looks like our next chance of a stray snow shower probably not coming up until about Saturday night or Sunday. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy, breezy, and bitter cold, high near 4 degrees. West-northwest wind 8 to 18 miles per hour. Partly cloudy to clear tonight, dropping to 12 below zero. Northwest wind at 5 to 10, again dropping those wind chills into the 20 to 30 below range. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and still brisk, with a high near 8, northwest wind up to 10. Tomorrow night, a few clouds and very cold, low at 6 below zero. Wednesday, partly sunny and chilly, high near 12 degrees. The outlook for Thursday, mix of clouds and sun, just slightly warmer, low 3, high of 19. Friday, partly cloudy, still quiet, low 3 below zero, high in the mid-20s. Saturday, partly sunny and warmer, low at 6 with a high of 31. Slight chance of a snow shower coming up Saturday night into early Sunday. Otherwise, partly sunny and mild on Sunday. Low near 18 with a high at 39 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's
It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature has budged a little bit up to negative 4. 27 was yesterday's high. We picked up a dusting of snow. This morning's low, 8 degrees below zero. The record high for February 17th, 63 in 1981. Record low, 22 below zero in 1973. Last year's high, 33, and the low, 10. Sunset will happen at 5:35 this afternoon and rise tomorrow morning at 6:56. Right now in Richland Center, we have a wind that is picked up northeasterly at around 11 miles per hour. So even though the temperature has warmed up, the feels like reading has gone down. That wind chill right around 23 below zero. The barometer is at 30.23 currently. No precipitation today. We're getting some sunshine. And after a low of 8 below, it is 4 degrees below zero.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation service. Located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service. And also by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll have a busy recap of the weekend from this past weekend with wrestling and basketball and games coming up tonight as well, and details on the three-point contest. Damian Lillard did not win it this year at the NBA All-Star Weekend.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with tough shell stretch polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. This past weekend saw WIAA regional wrestling tournaments around the state, combined regionals for the girls and super regionals for the boys as well. Let's look at how area teams did Saturday individually. Riverdale with 7 sectional qualifiers, including regional champions Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, and Grant Matthews. Also advancing for the Chieftains were a pair of seniors, Chase McGuire and Talon Childs, and a pair of freshmen, James Schramm and Hunter Wilkinson. Ithaca Weston is advancing 5 boys to the sectional, including regional runners-up Derek Franzen, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman. They are joined by teammates Ashton Bennett and Mac Neef, the latter of whom returned to the lineup for the first time since mid-December. Ithaca Weston also has a pair of girls who advanced from Friday night's regional at Richland Center, Briella Granger and regional champion Kaylee Manning. North Crawford Seneca has 4 boys and 3 girls who will compete at the sectional. For the boys, senior regional champion Jaron Grimsled will be joined by Thomas Sprosty, Sawyer Swigum, and Gavin Wilkins. The North Crawford Seneca girls season continues for Harper Gagas, Zoe Logue, and regional champion Frankie Groom. Boscobel Wazika Steuben is celebrating 2 boys and 2 girls who are sectional qualifiers. Job Wetter and Ashton Udelhoven for the boys. Peyton Sanders and Lexi Lathrop for the girls. Iowa Grand Highland had the most individual champions, 4 at the Super Regional. Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Gavin Hinderman. The rest of the 12-man contingent at the sectional includes Lucas Christensen, Bodie Brocka, Aiden Bedward, Griffin Wineski, Hayden Altman, along with Colton Williams, Jackson McGuire, and Tucker Degenhart. In addition, the lone girl wrestling for Iowa Grand Highland Friday night, Maria Schaefer, also qualified for the sectional this weekend. Kickaboo LaFarge has six girls who advanced out of Friday night's Richland Center Regional: Maddie Townsend, Mariana Miller, Emerson Miller, along with Mara Hubley and Grace Anderson, along with regional champion Lorelei Young. Richland Center girls advancing are Valerie Favre and regional champion Madeline Muller. River Valley qualified four girls for the sectional: Mackenzie Schulte, Cameron Neef, Hazel Corbett, and regional champion Montana Joles. Team-wise, at Saturday's Division III Super Regional at Mineral Point for the boys, the top two teams finished with 1 point from each other as Mineral Point edged out Iowa Grand Highland 261.5 to 260.5, and both teams advanced to the team sectional. The Richland Center Hornets hosted a WIA Division II Super Regional Saturday. There were 14 teams representing seven different conferences. The Hornets were able to advance to the Wisconsin Dells Sectional this Saturday. Caden Stibbe, Ethan Haiti, Ethan Bodenine, Mason Jelinek, and Ethan Bindle. At the Dodgeville Regional on Saturday, the Dodgers advanced. Blake Faust, Shane Rashawn, Rhett Spurley, Nathan Johnson, and Hawken Peterson to the sectional. River Valley will be represented by Mason Schulte and Blake Brickle this weekend as well. Team-wise, out of Dodgeville, Fenimore with 242, Belmont-Platteville 193 advancing to the team sectional, and out of Richland Center, Gay Electric Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro with 275 to Lodi's 228.5. Team sectional is coming up tomorrow night at various locations across the state. Division II teams from our immediate area head to Prairie du Chien. That's where Gay Electric Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro will meet Belmont Platteville, and Fenimore will wrestle Lodi at 6 o'clock Tuesday, with the winners to meet in the following match around 8 o'clock. In Division III at Mineral Point, Aquinas will take on Iowa Grand Highland, and Mineral Point will wrestle Royal Oneewak Center in match 2. The winners will face off then at around 8 o'clock. WIA Girls Basketball Regionals begin 1 week from tomorrow night. Richland Center, a 10th seed, will play at number 7 Broadhead to begin the tournament next Tuesday. Dodgeville, an 11th seed, will play at number 6 River Valley. With the winner to play at Prairie du Chien in the next round, the Broadhead Richland Center winner will play at Platteville in the next round. Both of those teams have first-round byes. Viroqua will play at Stanley Boyd in Division 3. Adams Friendship will host Black River Falls. In Division 4 games next week, Riverdale will have a home game. The Chieftains will host Parkview. The winner of that game will play at Cuba City in the next round. Lancaster will host Iowa Grant, Westby at Darlington, and Fenimore at New Glarus. In girls basketball pairings for Division 5, just released yesterday, Ithaca will be at home against Highland. Benton will play at Scholesburg. North Crawford at River Ridge. Waseca Steuben hosts Seneca. Belmont will be hosting Boscobel. Blackhawk hosting Southwestern. And Potosi-Cassville travels to DeSoto. Kickapoo will be home against Plum City Elmwood. The Panthers are a third seed. Cashton will be hosting Oneewak Center. Brookwood at Cochran Fountain City. Also, Hillsboro, a seventh seed, will host number 10 Royal. And LaFarge Youth Initiative will be at Oliva Strum. Wisconsin Heights will be home against Ozaukee among the D5 girls basketball pairings. Girls basketball tonight will be on hand at Richland Center High School when the Hornets are playing host to the Boscobel Bulldogs. The Hornets picked up their first win of the year last week. They'll be hosting Boscobel tonight. Hear the action on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Westby travels to Mauston and Waseca Steuben at Viroqua. Boys basketball, LaFarge at Royal. Kickapoo at Seneca for a makeup game. Bangor at Black River Falls. Ithaca at Cashton. Cassville at Riverdale. Dodgeville at Darlington. Platteville at Mineral Point. And Boscobel at River Valley. Bowling scores from youth bowling over the weekend. The girls' high series, Jocelyn Adams, a 481 and a 178 high game for Jocelyn. For the boys, it was Trayton Shep with a 643 series, Caden Keller, 594, Thomas Friel, a 546. Boys' high game, Caden Keller, 258, Brady Blado, a 234, Trayton Shep, a 230 in youth bowling. led by John Tanjay's 32 points. The Badgers upset number 7 Purdue 94-84 Saturday. Tanjay scored 22 of those points in the second half. He did a lot of the heavy lifting while Wisconsin scored 11 straight points to take the lead. Guard Kamari McGee was ejected after officials determined a first half foul was flagrant. Coach Greg Gard's squad hit 18 of 25 second half shots while winning its fourth straight game. The Badgers host Illinois on Tuesday. Elsewhere in sports from over the weekend, basketball news, the Badger women's team beat Penn State on the road Sunday afternoon by a score of 75-68. Sarah Williams led the Badgers with 23 points. Ronnie Porter also picked up a double-double with 18 points and a career-high 12 assists. The Badgers host Northwestern on Sunday at 2 o'clock for Senior Day. In men's basketball, Michigan 86-83 over Ohio State, and Maryland beat Iowa by a score of 101-75. Brewers top pitching prospect Josh Knuth will miss the 2025 season after undergoing Tommy John surgery. Knuth was picked in the first round of the 23 draft out of high school. The scouting report notes his 96-mile-an-hour fastball and strong secondary pitches, a curve, and a slider. He missed last time with a sore elbow and wound up pitching just 84 innings last season. Bucks sharp shooting guard Damian Lillard hoped to win his third straight three-point shooting competition during NBA All-Star Weekend. Instead, he was knocked out in the first round, and Tyler Hero of the Heat grabbed the title. Lillard is a native of nearby Oakland, while the NBA stars were showing off their stuff across the bay in San Francisco. Milwaukee is back from the All-Star break Thursday when it hosts the Los Angeles Clippers. William Byron raced to his second straight Daytona 500 victory, dodging a string of late race wrecks that knocked out a chunk of contenders and sent the Hendrick Motorsports driver into victory lane Sunday night at Daytona International Speedway. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Good morning. It is time now for a vintage Paul Harvey program sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm. Focused on relationships, not transactions, they help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. College football. Saturday, September 24, 2005. Notre Dame was poised to clash with the University of Washington in Seattle. It was nationally televised. You may have seen it. Anyway, Notre Dame took the opening kickoff. The player who caught the ball fumbled it. Notre Dame recovered, but on their own 1-yard line. Now, you're backed up against your own goal line. You keep it on the ground. You've got to. Unless there's some late-in-the-game desperation, you rush. Give your quarterback some elbow room. But Notre Dame's coach Weiss says no, sends in another play, an impossible play, it would seem, pass right. And his entire team knows why. It was a promise. Coach Weiss had promised someone ahead of time that he could call the first play of the game, call whatever he wanted, and he had called pass right. Now, college football enthusiasts already know where I'm going with this, so bear with me for the sake of those who have not heard. That Notre Dame coach, Charlie Weiss, had recently befriended a small boy, a 10-year-old boy, who was very sick, brain cancer. Youngster's name was Montana Mazurkiewicz. He's actually named for Notre Dame star quarterback Joe Montana. Anyway, this little boy had been a huge Notre Dame fan all his young life, and now he needed some encouragement. So Charlie Weiss befriended him. In fact, Charlie had just been to his house earlier in the week, had brought him a football, and told him a little about Joe Montana, who had been Charlie Weiss's roommate in college. And then Charlie asked the youngster, "How would you like to call the first play of Saturday's game?" Well, the little boy said, "Sure." And then he said, "Pass right." So now you see what's happened here. Nobody could have predicted that Notre Dame's first possession would be on their own one-yard line, the last place from which you want to pass. But here they were. Michigan State had just beaten Notre Dame the week previous, so they needed a good start here. But Coach Weiss says, no, we're not playing it safe. We're running Montana's play. So out they go. Quarterback Brady Quinn, standing there in his own end zone, takes the snap, looks right, sees tight end Anthony Fasano open, just barely open. So Quinn throws to him, and Fasano, this big tight end, catches it, turns to run. He has to leap over a defender, which no one has ever seen this big guy do. But he makes it for a gain of 13 yards. And yes, the Irish went on to beat U of W 36-17, a victory that stood on the shoulders of a little boy and his impossible play. But see, it was not about looking big to a sick kid. It was about keeping a promise. Because little Montana, he had died the previous day in the home Charlie Weiss had visited, would surely never have held the coach to that risky, awkward opening pass. But it worked. And even still, Anthony Fasano wonders how he managed to hurdle that defender without help from somewhere. But maybe we know, because we know the rest of the story.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Business taxes. We're stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost, so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
3 degrees on the minus side here at the WRCO studios today on a Monday. This is Terry Clark on Country and Community WRCO.
Last night we went to bed not talking, 'cause we'd already said too much. I faced the wall, you faced the window, bound and determined not to touch. We've been married 7 years now. Some days it feels like 21. I'm still mad at you this morning. Coffee's ready if you want some. I've been up since 5, thinking about me and you. And I've got to tell you, the conclusion I've come to. forget it. Don't run your fingers through my hair. Yeah, that's right, I'm being stubborn. No, I don't wanna go back upstairs. I'm gonna leave for work without a goodbye kiss. But as I'm driving off, just remember this. I'll never leave, I'll never stray. My love for you will never change. But I ain't ready to make up or get around to that. I think I'm right, I think you're wrong. I'll probably give in before long. Please don't make me smile. I just wanna be mad. But I ain't ready to make up or get around to that. I think I'm right, I think you're wrong. I'll probably give in before long. Please don't make me smile. I just wanna be mad for a while. I just wanna be mad for a while. I just wanna be mad.
And drawn deep. I'll be back in no time, ladies. I gotta make Fort Worth. One buckle shy of Vegas, or pawn shop pocking these spurs. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. Tie me on tight, bet it all on one good ride. Get me off this thing. Since the day and the life of a rodeo man. Co-op truck stop showers, been rolled hard and put up with. If four more uphill hours to show them that I ain't dead yet. Good ride, like a fox on the tail of a rabbit. I'm chasing that buckaroo life. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. Tie me on tight, bet it all on one good ride. Get me off this thing alive. Give me it, Lord, that's the plan. Of a rodeo man.
Good.
good Monday morning. We appreciate you joining us here on WRCO. We understand it was a really nice, fun, well-attended Sunday fun day dance yesterday at the Richland Center Community Center. So thanks to everybody who turned out and made it a really fun community event. And we understand they've got one coming up in the middle of March as well, which we'll be talking about that as well. So good luck to you dancers in March. We hope you had fun yesterday, but kind of learning the ropes and learning the steps, and it sounds like it was an amazing time. Also, one of our listeners chiming in this morning talking about when it is this cold, and when the sun comes up as bright a color as it did this morning, it's a sign of very cold weather. And so, yeah, we're getting it. Welcome to the polar vortex, I guess, is what they're terming it as. Some very dangerous winds coming up here, and especially in the overnight hours as well. There weren't any delays or cancellations in the school department today. I'm kind of surmising there could be tomorrow.
Crowd drinking too much beer. So baby, tell me, would it be alright if we just take a little rain check and stay right here? I'm sure we could find something to do. As a matter of fact, baby, why don't you grab a couple glasses and a bottle of wine?
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this.
I mean, those screeches could be my brakes, and those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
The trivia question of the day today is sponsored by Subway and Richland Center. We'll give that question to you in just a moment as we watch the warm-up. 3 degrees below zero currently in Richland Center. Our first Brewer broadcast on WRCE comes up Saturday. So that's another warm looking ahead to spring. Little thought we can give you today. Brewers on the radio this weekend. How about it?
Tell you go out and have fun. They tell you don't worry about no one. It's easier said than done. For most girls, fun to them is getting drunk, kissing every guy just to say they've done it. Girls like me don't.
Be 17.
Tori Rose on WRCO, 16 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here at WRCO Radio. Ooh, it's negative 2. We're making progress this morning. Yeah, doing better, doing all right as we head on toward the 9 o'clock mark. And now that trivia question of the day that we talked about. Today is Michael Jordan's 62nd birthday. I'm sure he still has game, but anyway, Jordan widely regarded as one of the greatest sports players in history. In 1999, the Associated Press rated Jordan as the second greatest athlete of the 20th century. Who beat Jordan to the top spot? Was it A, Wayne Gretzky? Was it B, Babe Ruth? Was it 3, Muhammad Ali? Or was it D, Jim Brown? All right. Was it Gretzky, Babe Ruth? Was it Ali, or was it Jim Brown? 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins from Subway. Found our winner. Congratulations to Kevin Welch, the winner of our trivia prize today from Subway, for knowing the right answer today. Our question dealt with birthday guy Michael Jordan, who is 62 today, 99. Associated Press rated Jordan as the second greatest athlete of the 20th century. And you were given some guesses like Wayne Gretzky, Babe Ruth, Muhammad Ali, and Jim Brown, who was rated at the top athlete. And that was none other than Babe Ruth. There you go. Kevin wins from Subway in Richland Center. That's certainly, and all these lists are debatable. Babe Ruth didn't train as hard as the other guys, I don't think. He had a different kind of training, but he still was an incredible specimen, and what he meant to sports and being a hero and those kind of things, that can't be diminished. But he was given the top spot in the AP rankings for greatest athletes of the century. Michael Jordan was number two. Muhammad Ali was in fourth place. Wayne Gretzky, fifth. Olympic gold medalist and NFL player Jim Thorpe was third on that list. So, of course, Jordan's place solidified as the greatest NBA player ever. That's sometimes debatable, too, but I don't think it should be. I think he should be regarded as the best ever. Fellow NBA legends Wilt Chamberlain was 10th and Bill Russell 16th in the top 20 as well. Congratulations to Kevin Welsh, the winner of trivia from WRCO today. It is 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, and we have warmed, to 2 degrees below zero.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
9 minutes before nine, we're at two below zero. Here's Casey James.
A cup of coffee and a clear head, jelly over warm cornbread, feeling ready for whatever the day's gonna bring. New neighbors waving, the sky is blue. I may be almost broke, but this feeling is free. No doubt, I'm right where I belong. No part of this road feels wrong. Yeah, it looks like the good life's coming on strong. Toes entangled here, perfect walk caught my stare. One look, I was hooked and I haven't let go. Look ahead, half a mile, I stop being to see that smile. Thank you, Lord, for that angel watching over me. No doubt, I'm right where I jumps in my arms, yeah, it's easy to see. Yeah,
Saturday night's the night the fun begins. Sunday you pray forgiveness of all your sins. Monday you work and Tuesday's lame. Wednesday and Thursday's more the same. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the boss, it's no loss, me oh my. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return your call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday night, the week has come to a close. Baby, it's time for me to say adios. It's time to say those words again. Sayonara, auf Wiedersehen. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the boss. It's no loss, me oh my. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return the call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return the call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye.
Mark Thornton on WRCO Radio. As we head toward our morning show visit between 9 and 10 today, we'll have some community guests in the studio with us this morning. So pour another cup of coffee. Thanks for leaving the radio on today. Here is Martina McBride. Thank you. good friend and neighbor. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy and warm today. We'll say goodbye, put our little records away, and bring on some community conversation following the news update next. Sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store in downtown Spring Green, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It is 2 degrees below zero, and the time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Some federal employees who took the buyout offer from Elon Musk's government efficiency office were then fired by mistake, says an official with the Office of Personnel Management, who adds that they will honor the buyout. A Trump administration official confirms to ABC News that Musk's outfit is requesting access to an IRS data system that stores personal tax information on millions of Americans. The official says so far access has not been granted.